Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The leaders of more than 50 nations who met in Washington about nuclear security and terrorism agreed on the actions they will take together to reduce the risks facing the world. But President Barack Obama says the hard work starts now, building on the summit's accomplishments. Obama told Americans Saturday that the global effort to keep nuclear materials secure has made important progress.
All of South America is now free of these deadly materials. Central Europe and Southeast Asia are on track to be free of them later this year. That means that as terrorists and criminal gangs look around for the deadly ingredients for a nuclear device, vast regions of the world are now off limits.
Summarizing the summit, Obama said no terrorist group has yet succeeded in obtaining a nuclear device or producing a dirty bomb using radioactive materials. However, he added that Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, and other terror groups certainly have tried to do so. The U.S. and other world powers may be experiencing a heightened sense of urgency in securing nuclear material and sites from terrorists following the March 22nd attacks in Brussels. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town of Dikili in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect on April 4th. Dikili is one of the designated centers for migrants who were sent back to Turkey. Some 300 anti-migrant protesters in Dikili demonstrated Saturday against registration desks in refugee camps. This is VOA News.